This is Illinois Edition on WUIS. I'm Peter Gray, and I'm joined in the studio by Dean Olson. He's a reporter with the State Journal Register, a healthcare reporter. And Dean, your series, a five-part series on the Affordable Care Act and its rollout in the state of Illinois. I just wanted to start by asking you a broad question. You know, where do things stand with the implementation of this, what's known as the ACA or Obamacare?
Illinois is really ready to launch the health insurance exchange, which it calls the Illinois Health Insurance Marketplace, on October 1st. That's when the sign-up will begin and the coverage will begin for that marketplace on January 1st of next year. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes in Illinois and in the federal government to set up the computer networks, to set up the personal networks, to set up the counseling that's going to be available for people beginning October 1st on how to sign up for the benefits of this law and to explain to people how people can be assisted by the law. And there will also be a big public relations campaign on TV, radio, print, and community meetings that will probably start in September or late August, actually.
The state of Illinois, you write, is getting about just over $150 million roughly from the feds to set up this exchange, this marketplace, and then an additional $70 million, I understand, for that PR campaign and public education campaign that you just mentioned. Why do you think it was that the state of Illinois decided that they needed that $70 million? What sense did you get of how that money is going to be used?
I think the people in Illinois wisely realize that there's a lot of misconceptions about the law. And in Illinois, keep in mind that it's controlled by the Quinn administration, a top Democrat who is a good friend of Obama. Both houses, the Senate and House in Springfield, are controlled by Democrats. The Democrats want to really make this law work, and they realize that there's a lot of misinformation about the law. And even now in Congress, every aspect of the implementation is being fought by Republicans. So as a result of that, people's attention has been drawn to the political debate, the debate about the so-called death panels, which really don't exist, other red herrings that have been brought up. And so studies have shown that most people know very little about the law, and a certain percentage, about 7%, think that it's been repealed. A certain percentage think that it's been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, which last summer overturned the mandatory nature of the Medicaid expansion, but kept in place all the other parts of the law. And Illinois has decided to expand the Medicaid eligibility. So there's so many different complex aspects of this law, and it's hard to understand. So a public information campaign is really needed, they have concluded.
What state agencies are now carrying that ball, so to speak? You know, who's got control right now of this implementation? And I suppose what level of accountability exists, if at all, for making sure that this is going to be ready in October?
The two main agencies that are tasked with carrying this out are the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services, which is carrying out the Medicaid expansion, and the Illinois Department of Insurance, which is working closely with the federal government on the rollout of the health insurance marketplace, the health insurance exchange. So those agencies are going to be holding listening sessions with the public. They're going to be involved directly with legislators and with advocates and others to implement the law.
I've been speaking with Dean Olson. He's the healthcare reporter for the State Journal Register. And Dean, getting back to the online portal, which I gather is going to be really that access point where most healthcare consumers who choose to participate in this marketplace are going to start that process of shopping around, as it's been described. I know that's not up and running yet, but through your interviews, through your reporting, have you gotten any idea of what that's going to look like, what that interaction of the consumer and these new systems will be like?
There have been initial reports a couple months ago that this would be fairly unwieldy, reports at the federal level, so I think the feds have done a lot of work to make it more simple. But you're going to have to plug in things like your income, your dependents, what sort of insurance, if any, you are offered at work now. It will. There's a lot of the data that's going to be inputted by the public. At least the first year, the federal government will take this on the honor system. There won't be a lot of ways to double check it. And that was part of a decision recently that was connected with a change in the individual business mandate, the employer mandate, that isn't going to be in effect the first year, and the penalties. So there's so much back office type of checking that has to be done on all this information, and a lot of it is going to be done through the IRS, another agency that's come under scrutiny recently. So all of that infrastructure, honestly, hasn't been set up yet. And so a lot of the information that people will plug in when they try to get insurance, the federal government will be taking you on your word, basically.
I just wanted to wrap up by asking, you know, where things stand right now. Here we are in the month of August. This is supposed to be available for consumers starting this fall, starting in October, and then the insurance going into effect, as you said, next year. What are the next steps for the people who are really responsible for, and, you know, I dare say, the political figures who are really their reputation, particularly President Obama, you know, on the line here as far as its, you know, success in Illinois?
I think some of the key things that are going to happen is the state itself is going to roll out its own call center for people to call in. There will be a call center operated by the federal government. And the other key is that millions of dollars in grants have been awarded to what are called assisters and navigators. These are going to be nonprofit organizations for the most part who are hiring workers who are going to be working one-on-one with individuals. And so they know that many people will want to sign up for this by dealing with an individual person. And a lot of social service agencies are going to be doing publicity and doing counseling with people and helping them sign up. And this, I think, will be a good thing that will help explain the law, because it's similar to the rollout of the Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit. They found that many seniors would call into call centers, but in a lot of cases, they needed to sit down one-on-one with somebody. And those programs will be key in the success of the rollout of the law.
And I imagine that those navigators and assisters are in the process of being educated themselves on all of this, and the success will be, you know, dependent in large part on their understanding of what it is that they're helping people access. But a lot to unpack there, and we'll follow this as it is rolled out here in the state of Illinois this fall. I've been speaking with Dean Olson of the State Journal Register. You can read his five-part series on the Affordable Care Act and its implementation in Illinois at sj-r.com. You can also find a link to that five-part series on our website at wuis.org. Dean, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.